I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I'm going to say, how much is rent out River Road area? Because the house, two houses down from me just went up for rent. They've had renters in there. And they're like $2,400.
Yeah. Well, you live in South Eugene, right?
Yeah. That's why I was trying to gauge different.
So
what is about average rent in town nowadays?
Yeah, I think it depends on what you're looking to get into and how many bedrooms, because it really is based on quality. Listener and viewer, we're talking about this because I'm moving next week. This will be the last podcast with this background.
It's a nice background.
Yeah,
I like your house. Between two ficuses.
The two spiders. Yeah. Yeah, you know,
spiders.
So, yeah, I'm moving next week, and so that's why we're talking about this. Boy, we are chonky as hell. Stop it. Yeah, so it totally depends. What part of town you're looking to move into? How many bedrooms you need? That kind of stuff. If it's like I'm moving into a duplex, which like changes things drastically as well. So, yeah, I'm a single dad and want to keep my costs low, but still have enough room for my kid. So I found that, thankfully. And I'm not going to tell you how much it is. But I would say it ranges from like 1400 to like 2600. Like, because some people are renting out like four bedrooms and stuff like that too. So
yeah. I just remember like, shit, it's been 20 years. Like, my buddy used to live off High Street, where there used to be a Circle K there on High Street.
Yeah.
And he lived in these shitty apartments right across the street from those.
Yeah.
It was two stories, three bedrooms, two dudes. They split $500.
Yes. Yeah. Those were the days, man.
And I'm just like, are there even dumps? Like, are there even shitty places you can find for under $1,000?
No.
No.
Like, studios are like minimum 1200.
Like, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking now, right?
Yeah.
Just like, how the fuck do these kids live?
good question. Like, because right? They're the amount of money they're making is not going up. So, like, I don't know what to tell you, man.
I mean, shit. He was working at Chicken Bones, smoking a lot of weed. We would gamble a lot. We would drink a lot. And he was living fine.
You're living fat, dude. You could work a fast food job and like go on vacations and travel the country. And
I was like,
crazy.
Like, man, cost of living times, man.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I, for about 7 months now, I've been looking to add an additional bedroom and an additional half bath in a home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, that's $3,800 a month. I think I'm good. I'll wait this one out. My oldest will be gone in 3 years. I'll wait this one out. All of a sudden, that opens up a world of possibilities. Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Like, as soon as they leave the house, like, those extra rooms are getting turned into whatever the fuck you want.
Well,
absolutely.
Hey, but hey, that's assuming he's leaving the house by 25.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be there an extra 7 years at, you know, he's
better.
Yeah. Booble in the chat says the place he's in is a dump and it's under $1,000 a month.
So there are still some.
And he says it's a private renter. And that helps a lot, he thinks, and that absolutely helps because they don't know how much they either don't know how much they can charge, or they're one of those people who are like a good person and they realize the place that they're renting out is not worth $1,400 a month. And so they're being cool about it. So good job finding one of those. Like, nice work. It's a hard out. Hard out there for a pimp or whatever that line was. Dude, our video sucks right now. Like, we are like chonking like crazy, and I don't know why. We're just gonna, like, viewer, we're just gonna deal with it and hopefully power through it, and it gets better.
I think we know who's the problem right there.
No, it's everything. It's all of us. It's probably me. And by the way, maybe my new place is maybe my wife. Oh, am I this to you? Because
yeah, okay, for me, that is you.
Okay,
that is king.
Yeah, no, it's the opposite for everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, why did I catch a stray here? Damn.
Yeah, that's definitely me. And by the way, maybe the Wi-Fi at the new place is going to be better. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. It is funny how everything revolves around Comcast. Like, literally, my entire moving plans revolve around Comcast because I work from home. And so, like, I need to be where the internet is to be able to do my job. And I already took all those days off when I went to Spain. So I can't, like, take days off to move. I got to fucking figure it out. So there's going to be, like, I move next week. There's a day when I, like, get the keys and can move in. I'm going to start moving, like, little boxes and shit like that. But, like, later in the day is when Comcast shows up. So they don't show up until, like, the next day between 3 and 5. And so I'm going to have to, like, move boxes individually for a little bit. And then Comcast, like, I'm going to have to work from the old place with, like, nothing in it. And then Comcast is going to show up at the new place. And I'm going to have to, like, set up the internet and then quickly move my desk and my work stuff over there so I can, like, work all day in the new place with nothing set up other than the desk and my work stuff, and then that night actually move the big shit. And so it's like it's a clusterfuck, and Xfinity continues to, like, fucking be the
Why don't you just talk to your boy Elon and get one of those Starlink things and you'll be good?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I mean, just text him and you're fine.
It's a good idea. You know, like, screw my Social Security and, you know, like, you know, Medicare, and I don't know Medicare, but, like,
he'll put yours in a separate folder where no one could look at it. You'll be good.
I like it. Hey, I'm all for it. As long as it works out for me, I don't care. Like, who cares about anybody else? Okay, so shall we start the podcast, I guess, and start talking about the Super Bowl? I'm Alex, he's King, he's Ski. Tweet at us if you want to. twitch.tv/abrog87 is where we do the sports podcast live every Thursday. twitch.tv/abrawg87. We do a movie podcast every Sunday. You can listen to that. It is this week the listener movie, and it is Big Trouble in Little China, which is on Prime Video. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. By the way, if you miss these streams that are choppy as hell, actually, they're getting better since I brought it up.
Yeah, I brought up Elon's name. Boom. Shockingly better.
By the way, as soon as I said that, it started chonking again. Fantastic. We're doing great, guys. We're doing great. Computers are fantastic. Yay, internet. I blame Al Gore. So if you miss these streams that are clearly just of the highest quality, you can watch them on YouTube. I post them on there the day after we do them, so Friday. Okay, Super Bowl. That was interesting. I don't think anybody...
There was something.
There were people out there who saw the Eagles winning. I don't think anybody saw that level of just sheer domination and control coming from them against that team. And it wasn't just so much that they dominated the game, and they really did, but they made, like, the best quarterback of our generation look really bad. Like, I don't know if, like, you know, quarterbacks are allowed to have bad games, and Mahomes had a bad game.
Are they?
But, like,
are they?
Okay. I guess
not. Oh, I'm just asking.
Maybe not.
Did you ingest any media talk on Monday or Tuesday?
Maybe not. Elite ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, not the current elite ones. You know, the other ones, it's fine. But
never seen Joe Flacco do that in a Super Bowl. I'm just saying. But they made him look really bad. And I don't know. You watch all the Chiefs games, so you can answer this better than I can, but I've never seen Mahomes play that bad. I mentioned Travis Kelce a few times in the last few weeks, and I brought up the fact that, like, some days he will look like he did in the Super Bowl, which is really old, really slow, can't do anything well, like, looks like he's 30. And then some games he'll catch 10 passes.
35, by the way.
Oh, excuse me.
He's 35. 35.
Okay. So some days he'll look 30 and catch 10 balls and get 150 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And he very much looked the 35-year-old. And they couldn't block. And they couldn't stop what Philly was doing. And it was weird. It was weird.
I think the Chiefs' defense played fine. The defense wasn't the problem.
I don't have any qualms. They stopped Saquon. And
fair. Yeah,
exactly. But you brought it up, you've never seen really a caliber quarterback have a Super Bowl like that. But also you got to factor it. I mean, Andy Reid is considered like an offensive genius. He had no answers. He could not come up with a single play through almost three quarters that could sustain a drive at all. That I think that was more shocking than Mahomes, because he just had pressure on him the whole time. I think I put it more on Andy Reid just couldn't dial up anything.
I think he tried, right? Like the problem was, and we talked about this. Well, we talked about this afterwards. The fact
I will
that,
not listen.
No, as a matter of fact, you shut up.
You listen.
They were beating the Chiefs with four guys. Like they weren't blitzing. And if you're gonna beat the Chiefs with four guys, you're going to beat the Chiefs. And I think Reed tried to prevent that. Like he tried keeping in Kelce to block. He tried keeping in running backs to block, and they just didn't do a good enough job. And Philly was like, they had their hair on fire, man. And I don't know that there was anything Reed necessarily could have done, because Philly was just playing that well. Does that make sense?
I mean,
I don't know.
He could have. It's not their offense, but he could have tried to run the ball a little bit. I mean, I think they had two rushes in the first half from a running back.
Yeah,
he kept trying to go. Oh, all right. Mahomes is going to figure it out. Mahomes is good.
Yeah,
he's just going to start clicking, and then that'll kind of, because that's what they needed. They needed that drive or something to start clicking to change up Philly's defense.
Yeah,
because they probably called the same coverage and everything the entire game. But yeah, he just couldn't dump nothing. Tried some screen passes, a lot of short routes, out routes.
And can I say something? Screen passes for the Chiefs this year literally were not a thing until the last like 2.5 quarters of the Super Bowl. They did not run screens this entire year, which is different. They just didn't for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Matt Nagy's not my favorite OC, but it could just be personnel. So, like, in even last year when Mahomes had no receivers, or really even the year before, but the line was so good in 2023 when they beat the Eagles that it didn't really – they could do just dropbacks. They didn't need to gimmick up screens. But there was just no screen game this whole year. And as someone who watches all the games – Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco look totally different running the ball. They're both 3.5 yard to carry guys this year. And it makes sense. Kareem Hunt, old, swashed, fine. Isaiah Pacheco broke his ankle in week two, week three, whatever it was. And he's not an RB1 even when fully healthy. And the offensive line, God bless Joe Tooney. It was a Band-Aid. You know, they moved him from guard to tackle because whether it was Wanya Morris or Kingsley Suomatia, they were so bad in September, they just said, get out of my life. So as like you said, as someone who watches more Chief games than anyone listening to this, maybe outside of WCP, once it was 17-0, like this isn't, I mean, I'm not saying this like, oh, this is groundbreaking. I'm so smart. DeJean returns a touchdown 17-0. I knew because I know the personnel. Like, I know how they play this year. It was over. Because you're starting to do the math in your head. Okay, if the Chiefs defense plays well and they give up plays great and they give up 10 points the rest of the way, they need to score 28 to win. They can't do it. They just could not do it this year. And not that this matters as far as the Super Bowl goes, but going forward, I've ripped on Xavier Worthy. He actually was better as the year went on. He'll never be a wide receiver one, and I think Rashee Rice will be better next year because he was pretty good this year before he got hurt. He'll be suspended because he likes to drive really fast and crash into people. So there are certain aspects of the team that I think will be fine going forward. But this year, they were so limited in certain ways. And when they got their asses beat. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They got their asses kicked. So I had no problem like tuning into like Colin Cowherd or Jim Rohn. Like, I wanted to hear the takes. I wanted to hear the takes on Monday. And Colin Cowherd had a very interesting take that I don't agree with, but it seems like a take. He started off his radio show by saying he has seen Tom Brady, or he goes, it's easy to win when you have pocket aces, but when you have a bad hand and you can't win this game, I've seen Tom Brady win this game. I've seen him. The Chiefs had pocket aces this year?
Yeah. No. Are you trying to say Brady won without a good hand?
He manipulated stuff. Tom Brady, great. I'm not, but my thing was, you watch this Chiefs team, on what level was the offense pocket aces?
How many games this year did they win by 4 points or less?
They won like 11 single digit games.
This was not the Chiefs that you would have seen 3 years ago offensively. So,
and that's my thing is people still, and it's fun. And this is a larger point that as consumers, as Americans, we now hate, the internet has made us hate greatness, right? Chiefs are going for a three-peat, never happened before. No one wanted them to win. That's perfectly fine, except for Chief fans. We'd rather watch the Eagles win than see a three-peat, you know, for whatever the reasons are, right? Did you want the Chiefs to win?
I don't agree. I wanted the Chiefs to win. I hate the Eagles. And by the way, like, I'm seeing in the chat, too, like, long dong, huge dong, 1, 2, 3. There you go. Says, as a Niner fan, it sucks more seeing the Eagles destroy the Chiefs. Would have rather seen a three-peat. Philly sucks. Trashiest fan base in all the sports.
I don't know
that anybody's actually. So as even people who wanted to see the Chiefs lose, I don't know how actually happy they are seeing the Eagles win.
Because
the Eagles suck. I fucking hate the Eagles. The city, the team, the players. Like, I hate them. I would have rather seen the Chiefs win myself.
And that's fair enough. But as like society, the internet has killed rooting for greatness because no one hated the Bulls, right?
That's I was trying to think.
We weren't old enough for the Showtime Lakers.
Universally love the Chicago Bulls. Everybody.
The Cowboys. Yeah. The Cowboys are 3 and 4 years. We were young for that. But no one really I feel like hate the Cowboys.
I was a Niner guy. I fucking hated Dallas. Well, so.
Yes, of course. But I'm just saying as a thing. I don't think people really hated the Patriots first 3 and 4 years. Yeah. The second one, people started to get a little tired.
Brady was a good story. He was the Montana story, right? Like late round draft pick. They took a chance on him. He only played because of the injury to Trent Green. Drew Bledsoe. I was like mixing up with Kurt Warner, I think. Yeah. Same guy. He was like a come up story. Until he was the superstar. And it sort of feels that way with the Chiefs and Mahomes right now, right? Like, they're sort of turning into that. Like, to your point, I think people are sort of to the point where they have, like, Chiefs, they're, like, tired of the Chiefs, right? And
100%.
So I'm curious, as a fan of the team, like, obviously watching the way they played wasn't ideal. Seeing what we've talked about so far, like Kelce being washed, like Hunt being washed, the offensive line being like beat up, like inconsistent, bad at times. Defense got banged up in the Super Bowl. I mean, that wasn't great.
They still played good, though. Like I said,
they played fine. Yes. But like, how are you feeling going into next year? Because they're like the power rankings number one or something going into next year, right? Like, what?
They still have three non-number ones, but Hollywood Brown only played like a handful of games.
I think he's a free agent though.
Is he? I thought they signed him to multi-year.
I think he had a player option. But going into next year, solid.
If they have him for next year,
but going into next year was they have like 10 key guys that are free agents. Like they're going to probably lose Trey Smith, who's a very good offensive lineman, because he's going to want too much. And maybe that changes if Kelsey decides to retire. You free up $19 million right there. Going forward into next year, like the AFC West could be better. The Chiefs aren't going to go. I know they went 15-2. If they wanted to, they would have gone 16-1, but they didn't need to play the last week. That's not going to happen again. And once again, in the playoffs, anything can happen. So like, they've won three titles in the last like 6 years or whatever and played for two more. So like when they lost, it wasn't really that crushing because I know they will get back there. Mm-hmm. But the getting back there talk is it's not new. It's not a new Chiefs thing. When you talk about like Mahomes getting back there, it's like the LeBron thing where I'm fascinated. I do understand it because time makes people forget. But losing in a – people are like, well, I've never seen this person play in a Super Bowl like that. I've never seen that quarterback play in a Super Bowl like that. Okay. But you've seen those quarterbacks lose early in the playoffs like that. I'm not going to talk about Terry Bradshaw or Bart Starr. That's a different era, right? But starting in the 80s, right? So we've had, four quarterbacks since the 80s going for a three-peat? The Niners, the Cowboys, the Patriots, and the Chiefs, right? Chiefs derailed on Sunday. You saw it, right? Patriots, they were derailed in the division round by Jake Plummer. And Tom Brady threw a pick six that they were losing already that just put the game away, right? Troy Aikman, no shame, no shame. He lost to a loaded 49ers team that won the Super Bowl, right, in the NFC Championship.
They just kept beating each other, basically, keeping each other from the Super Bowl over and over again.
No shame in that, but Troy Aikman never before or after achieved those lofty things. And no one actually puts Troy Aikman in that kind of air of quarterbacking, right?
No.
But we do this thing where it's like, it's better to lose in the first round than the Super Bowl because we just kind of forget about those games. Yep. Joe Montana won two Super Bowls back to back. And then it was like 85, 86, and 87. One and out in the playoffs. Zero touchdowns thrown by Joe Montana in 3 years and three straight losses in their opening playoff game. He's lucky the internet wasn't around. He's lucky sports talk radio only existed in New York City, and they were talking about the Yanks and the Mets and the Knicks.
The Knicks.
Oh, what are we going to do with Dale Strawberry and Kevin Mitchell? Bob Olney.
What about Doc?
It's so perfect that we forget. We forget that Tom Brady went 10 years with no Super Bowls. We forget that he lost in a Super Bowl as a 14.5-point favorite. We forget. That was the first Eli.
Yeah, that shit's getting Eli into the Hall of Fame, man. Like, it's wild.
We forget that he lost to Eli a second time and didn't do shit offensively, right? The defense played well.
He got lucky in that Falcons Super Bowl, too. His first half plus was very, very bad.
But he lost to a backup quarterback in Nick Foles in the Super Bowl not that long ago. And we just kind of, as time goes on, we forget. Yeah. And when a player comes through who threatens the Golden Goose, we seize on them. So no, the Chiefs can win.
Finally, yeah, that's what you do.
Patrick Mahomes is, again, I think the GOAT talk for a guy that's 29 is stupid. Like, if he had won five straight, okay, you can have that conversation.
Well, yeah, let's talk about this in 10 years, basically.
Like, right. I think it's, that's what I think is stupid. Yeah. But if he wins it next year, he's now ahead of Brady's pace. That doesn't mean anything, because at some point he's going to have a year where he tears an ACL, an Achilles, or a collarbone. That's football. He's had some years where he's been hurt for a month, but not that. It'll derail the pace. But we forget. Can you imagine if Mahomes went one and out three straight years with no touchdowns going forward?
It's Josh Allen.
Lamar Jackson.
Those guys get passes. Yeah. And this is another thing. Thank you for mentioning them. After the Bills and Ravens game, and then after the Bills and Chiefs game,
he's getting married to Haley Steinfeld, man. He gets a pass anyways. You know what I mean?
But like, both times, Dan Orlovsky went on, get up. Say the exclamation point. You got to emphasize it.
Yeah.
Or like, first take.
Like Jeb. Like Jeb. anybody remember Jeb?
And did please, the thing where he went, I'm not going to criticize Lamar. I can't criticize Josh Allen. They're 100 times the quarterback that I am. I can't sit here, Rex Ryan or Stephen A. Smith, and criticize these quarterbacks. But you want to know what he did on Monday?
Criticize
because it was the Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl. Somehow, like, Lamar Jackson,
like,
is going to
get
back. We forgot about him. We forgot. He didn't win the MVP. He lost in the divisional round. But you want to know what? Who is the best quarterback in the NFL? Like,
and he just happened to add one of the best running backs in the last decade to his roster and still didn't win.
And that's, again, going back to the Colin Cowherd, it's easy to win with pocket aces. Did the Chiefs have a better roster than the Bills?
Not even fucking.
Maybe.
No.
No. Okay.
Bills, maybe. Bills didn't.
Not the Ravens, though.
Not the Ravens. Absolutely not.
Last year, when they played the Ravens, who had a better roster? You'd probably say the Ravens. Like, the 49ers, when the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl the five times, it's been pretty rare.
Yeah.
If it's happened where you're like, that roster is 100% better than the team they're playing. Because, like, the 49ers in 2019, 2020, great defense, blah, blah, blah. The Bucks, blah, blah, blah. The Eagles, best roster. The 49ers last year, people said best roster, even though the defense didn't really work with, I'm forgetting the DC's name.
Oh, they got him after. Oh, we got Robert Saleh back, baby. Let's go.
And then this year, they lost to a team with, quote unquote, the best roster. So, again, we can just rewrite this shit on the fly and be like, well, you know what? I saw Tom Brady. You want to know what? I saw Tom Brady lose to fucking Flacco at home in a division round and at home in an AFC championship game to Mark Sanchez. But again, it's not the biggest game. It's not the Super Bowl. So those losses don't matter. And again, it's just kind of like the LeBron thing where it's like, well, you want to know what? He lost to Steph. And I'm not saying the Eagles are necessarily this. But he lost to the team with Steph and Draymond and KD and Clay twice. Bum. The most fucking talented teams we've ever seen in our fucking life. He should have lost to the Pacers in round one. What are we doing? Yeah. Why do we penalize guys? He didn't have fucking aces. The team got their asses destroyed. They got fucked up. Embarrassing. Was terrible. I didn't pay attention to the second half. It was on. Wasn't really paying attention. It was
same.
Over. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not running away from that. Like, the Tampa blowout, Mahomes played well. The team had no choice. They were playing four back. Mahomes played awful on Sunday. He was bad.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you know what? I think the difference in what you're talking about, difference in, you know, previous years when the Chiefs did win, is Mahomes was able to do his Mahomes shit. And in this Super Bowl, Mahomes was not able to.
No,
and it wasn't on him. He literally did not have time to. Like he even when he would try to escape and run around, he was under pressure and he had nobody to throw the ball to because his receivers are dog shit. And his best receiver, his tight end, was not trying hard. And so even if Mahomes did have time, he would have had trouble.
No, like, they would have lost. They still
would have lost. But
Philly killed him.
Philly
you
did
say
kill.
That. And like Xavier Worthy had like 150 receiving yards.
Yeah,
I mean, those all,
in, the, four, in the fourth quarter. Tough. Yeah.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But to your point on like they had pocket aces and lost, I don't understand why, because I guess you said the Super Bowl blows it all up and that's what you focus on. I think we let teams off. Like a team with pocket aces that fucking blew it that no one's going to talk about, the Detroit Lions. They had by far the best offensive team, maybe the most weapons we've seen in decade plus. On every level, receiver, running back, tight end, everything was top level talent. And they lost. And now they just get a pass now.
That's what King, like, that's what King's saying, like, because yeah, they didn't lose in the Super Bowl. That's it. Yeah.
And again, this is fantasy land. It's not a fair thing I'm about to say, but give Mahomes, the Lions running backs, Gibbs, I mean, Montgomery or whatever.
Let's give him Sewell. Just give him Sewell,
Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Jameson Williams. Like, no one puts Goff in that class. I understand that part.
Imagine Patrick Mahomes with an all-pro left tackle. Holy shit.
Like, it's just
he's so some good, of the stuff right tackle for him.
I know
your team is so good, he's playing right tackle.
And again, just and I know it's the Lions and you know whatever, but we and it drives the ratings. I understand why they do it, but in all sports now, we just kill the team on top, even if they're not really the team on top, because we all watch the Chiefs. They weren't dominant this year. They were gutsy and gritty.
They were gritty all season.
If that was a team in their first Super Bowl journey, people would have loved them. If that was 21-year-old Mahomes, they'd be like, man, this guy just keeps coming back. You can't. Ah, look at him. And, you know, we love Tebow.
What was that? The Bengals season. It's like, just swap that. If they're the Bengals and they're gritty and they go far and they lose, no one's upset.
And don't get me started on the fucking Bengals. Congratulations, Joe Burrow. You made the Super Bowl in 2021 because Patrick Mahomes played the worst. Well, maybe not until Sunday, the worst second half. And people act like Burrow was a magician that game. He threw for like 140 yards. It wasn't anything special. And then the next year, they were good. They lost at Arrowhead in the AFC Championship game. The last 2 years, there's been some injuries. They've stunk. But you want to know what people still do? People still do the thing where like, man, we call Joe Montana Joe Cool. That quarterback in Cincinnati, his first name's Joe.
His name's also Joe.
Joe Cool. That Joe Cool. I'm not saying Burrow's not elite. Like, there's 28 teams that would take him without a doubt. That's not my point. But because their seasons effectively are ending before Halloween the last 2 years, yeah, we just kind of forget about him. And he's Joe Cool. That's Joe Cool. And again, Chiefs were embarrassed. Mahomes played terrible. I don't want to run away from that. I'm fully acknowledging, and I'm not going Homer on that. They got their asses whooped. It was terrible. Speaking of terrible.
What's next?
I do have.
What's next?
I have one thing, though.
Okay.
So this is just like Chiefs future stuff. I mean, let's say the Chiefs somehow snuck this game out, right? They didn't look good and all that.
Yes.
But they would be in the same scenario going forward. You would still be looking at this Chiefs team going forward, being like, looking at their offensive line, looking at Kelsey's old, looking at not have a lot of money wiggle room wise. Yep. And
that's where I was going to, by the way. Like, where do you go from here?
Winning or losing that game, I don't think changes the future of the team for the next 3 years.
No, it doesn't. But if they've won the game,
does
you know, your three-peat, first time ever, best not single season team by any best team because it's 3 years, set history, blah blah blah. You could take whatever happens next year and forget about it.
But see, that's the thing. Is Mahomes going to get destroyed next year, pretty much no matter what? Because
you said
they're the power ranking one team going to next year.
Ridiculous.
I don't see how that's possible. I see a down year next year. I mean, Super Bowl down year from that. Let's say he wins one game in the playoffs. You know, they just don't have the manpower skill wise to go any farther. They're going to get fucking buried.
Oh yeah.
If they lose five games next year, they're going to get fucked and make the playoffs. They're going to get buried.
I will say, I think, what was it last year? Did they lose five or six games in the regular season? Yeah. I know they won the Super Bowl, so no one remembers, but the roster's my three worst Mahomes games: Sunday Super Bowl, second half against the Bengals, a Christmas Day 2023 against the Raiders. Yep. Awful. Just boo, yuck, gross, vomit. Terrible.
So that's my question, though. Like, do they have any wiggle room cap wise? Like, could they go after a Cooper Kupp? Like, could they, like,
well, if you lose Kelce, that's a good chunk off, but
19 yeah, million.
I do think Kelce's retiring.
We got to talk about
his statement on his podcast yesterday. I'm going to take some time off. He has until I think it's March 14th. To let the team know.
Yeah, I thought they said it was coming up quick. Yeah, for the team.
I know it's coming up quick, but
yeah,
you know,
month. Yeah.
Is it? I think he's done because he's already saying the stuff like, you know, if I think I can go out there and do it again, well, if you're having to wonder if you can go out there and do it again, yeah, you know, you can't.
And there's the argument that he's saying no to $19 million, and saying no to $19 million is tough. But if you're going to get married to Taylor Swift, then money doesn't really fucking
money
matter
is not
anyways. Good. So, and also,
I don't think
he's already
him
rich,
anyway.
So.
It doesn't matter for him anyways.
No,
he's going to make, he can make just as much money off the field now. I bet he sees what Jason's been going through this last year since retiring and being like, oh, he's in better shape. You know, he's dropped weight because he's not playing. He's happier probably and all this. It's like,
on TV, works a lot, makes a lot of money on a podcast working from home like that. That'll work. Now, is Taylor Swift okay with that lifestyle? I guess we'll find out.
See,
but that's not really here nor there.
They're not married. But the crazy thing is all those people that retire, it's always the wives like, fuck, enjoying him.
I didn't realize that I don't like being around you.
You complain for 15 years while you're playing about, oh, you're never home.
Yeah.
You come home, it's like, fuck, you're here again. Yeah. Shit. Go call some games. Go in the booth for a couple of days, through 3 days a week.
Okay, so like any ideas for what you would like the Chiefs to do next year, King?
Until the draft.
What is their cap situation like?
They have like 20 million. Okay. Yeah, I know the cap is weird.
And then Kelce retires and it's like 40. So that'd help.
But if they re-sign Trey Smith, who's going to make a shit ton of money wherever he goes, I think they sign and trade him and get something back for him.
Yeah. What are we doing?
And clearly they're going to need some. Did they have a multiple offensive linemen hurt most of this year, then they're going to need offensive linemen.
They were just bad.
Yeah, what is bad where people hurt? All right, well, then they need help there.
They do.
Yes, they do.
So there you go. And, well, luckily they have the three other white tight ends that they don't need to go spend money on. So saving money there.
Yeah,
Just stash it away. Justin Watkins, future Pro Bowler.
There you go. Yep. All right. Yeah, noted. Sure.
Yeah.
Just something to ponder.
WCP, also Chiefs fan, says, if Kelce retires and they don't re-sign Trey Smith, they'll be able to offer one of the top free agent guys. I think they might be able to anyways if Kelce retires. I think they can keep Smith, but I don't know.
Yeah, but again, what do they add? That's what we're saying. Is it an offensive lineman, or do they go get a real number one wide receiver from a home? Or get a real running back?
They might go running back. They're not going to go receiver because I think they think Rashee Rice is
the number one. Fuck, man. You put like the Worthy's speed with Cooper Kupp, like that offense would be very tough. Like the passing game would be very tough to stop. Like I'd still have big question marks about running the football, but
that's your assuming that Cooper Kupp's not fucking washed already.
Correct. That is my assumption. Yes. I don't think he is yet. I guess we'll find
out.
Do you? All right.
Yeah. What did you guys think about the halftime show?
Me personally, I like Kendrick's music. Yep. I liked, especially when he played some of the older stuff. It was not a spectacle that you expect of halftime show. That's the only complaint I really have of it. It wasn't showy and over the top. So as a halftime show, it was just okay then.
Yeah, did you guys go into it thinking he was going to put on a spectacle? Because
I think every show is a spectacle.
No, I don't know that Kendrick.
But he's not that
spectacle type.
You're not that guy, pal.
The insane like kind of funny thing is that in the Kendrick and Drake beef, Kendrick won the culture, right? That was the whole thing. He won the culture, but you want to know who would today, even after that, put on a better halftime show for America?
1,000%
for sure.
You got that hotline bling? Come on, man!
Yeah, what are we talking Kiki, about? Do you love me? You know, yeah. God's plan. You know, back to back. Like, this is not me saying Drake is a better rapper than Kendrick Lamar.
Jumpman, 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 Jumpman. Ooh, come on! Oh,
see,
he's a showman.
Yes. He's a showman.
Yes,
he would put on a better show, which is the funniest thing.
That's supposed to be, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, like Kendrick was doing messaging, and you're a Kendrick fan,
there was deeper.
Like I had a couple high school age kids in my house.
The lowercase A necklace. Yeah.
Like they dug it. They got it. But the people that don't know who he is. They didn't really get it.
No, they did not. And they were very vocal about it. So that is the thing. This is the most watched halftime show ever. And so if it's a math thing after a little bit. Like they're like if the most people who have ever watched a halftime show are then going to go online, you're going to get a whole bunch of really old white people saying it was the worst halftime show ever. And you're going to
white people in Jason Whitlock. Don't forget.
Correct.
That.
Correct. Excuse me. I mean,
God, Jason Whitlock.
No comment.
Dude's just been taking more L's of late than usual.
More L's than usual.
Did you guys,
he's an L machine.
Did you guys see Serena Williams' husband's response?
Buried him.
Buried him.
He buried his soul with that one. That wasn't like, did not say any profanity or anything. Just hit him to his bones.
Wait, which response? Serena's husband. I did not see that.
So Jason Whitlock went on a rant saying that Serena Williams' husband is a beta cuck. A beta liberal cuck. Because Serena went on there. The Crip Walk because she used to go out with Drake, so it's a whole middle finger.
And she's from Compton, like
it all makes sense, right? And he did this, and her husband he clearly pays for Twitter because it was like a 7,000 word reply, but just calm, factual, eviscerating, surgical, just killed him. Just killed him. Just basically calling him a lonely loser who just. Whose only love is getting anger on Twitter because he has no family. It was pretty rough. It was pretty mean.
Wow.
It was mean.
I'll say if you're married to Serena, you are used to that shit. And you are well versed in how to respond to people bad mouthing your wife. Because she is a powerful black woman in the United States of America, and there are going to be some really vile people online talking shit about your wife on a regular basis. And so that dude knows exactly what he's doing, and that does not surprise me whatsoever. He's kind of like a dork, right? Like, isn't he?
He's a multi-hundred millionaire.
Created Reddit.
I think
he's a Reddit guy.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking good on you, man.
Did you guys know that was Serena from the second you saw her?
I had one of my buddies like in our like text chain or whatever was like, was that Serena Williams? And I was like, there's no fucking way it was Serena Williams. Like, because they only showed her. I was like, no, actually what I said was, no, dude, that was SZA. Here, let me send you some YouTube links. Like, Serena doesn't
sing. They don't all look the same.
Come on, dude. And then I rewound it and I was like, holy fuck. Serena Williams just crip walked during the halftime Super Bowl. Like, huh? Okay, cool. I didn't know her history with Drake because I don't pay attention to that bullshit.
Yeah, they used to go out. And yeah. Drake is sneak. I think the kids call it sneak dissing these days. Uh-huh. He has sneak dissed her on a couple of tracks. So, yeah, that was that. And SZA also used to go out with Drake. Another layer to the onion.
Oh, so many layers.
So SZA's weird. Like, she is weird. Like, just look at her most recent album cover and like listen to her in some interviews. Fuck, she's good. Like, she is one of the best singers I've ever heard in my whole life. And I don't know, man. Like, SZA is something that my kid and I bond on musically. And my kid and I have very different musical tastes. So, like, so. By the way, middle schoolers in 2025 listen to some bullshit. like if you know any, ask. They're listening to like meme music remixes from what I've been hearing. Like,
oh yeah,
that is wild. I don't even know
meme
how that
TikTok music. Yep,
and remixes of the TikTok music. Like what?
Speaking of us being old.
Yeah.
You know what I just found out was a thing like very, very recently? Do you guys know what VTubers are?
Yes.
No.
So VTubers are people like that go live on YouTube.
Yeah.
But they don't use themselves. They have like
yes.
a character
yes.
like mouths
yeah.
everything.
They have
like,
an avatar.
You know, like,
yeah.
Yeah, the little avatar. Yeah. Like, they're usually like little anime character looking things. That you don't show your face, but you are going through this avatar.
It's a motion capture thing.
Yeah, I was like,
live.
I was like, I don't like that.
There was one. So remember when G4 came back for like a year?
Yeah, that was
they had one of those. They hired a VTuber to be like on their thing with them and
as like kind of their mascot-y kind of thing almost.
Yeah,
kind of.
They never did figure out how to use her because like it's fucking weird. So they only really had her on like a couple of times. But Code Miko was what it was called, and it's wild because when that came out, I was like, what the fuck is this? And I've never seen anything like this before. So I sort of watched some like videos on how she does it. And it's totally just like her sitting in her like living room, like computer, like we have them right now. And she has just a motion capture suit on.
Yeah.
And the technology, she builds it herself and all that shit. And it just does exactly what she does basically as this.
Don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't like it.
It's weird.
How can you not grift that and be like, oh, I'm a 40-year-old man. And instead I have like a big titted fucking chick avatar with a voice modulator thing. And I mean, I'm sure that I don't know how the deep, in-depth things of the VTube world, but I think probably a lot of it's borderline sexual stuff, maybe.
That's kind of how
I gauge it from the outside.
Yeah, it's like it's not like real skin, so you can kind of get away with a little bit more, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a line there where I think you could take advantage of things.
You know, if we really want to monetize this Twitch stuff, we got to do like hot tub streams, guys. Like that's what we need to do.
We said just you could have a single ball out. Is that the Twitch rules? I think just one. You're good.
I think you could show ass. Can't you show ass? Instagram lets you show ass. I know that. So I don't know. or like if you're breastfeeding, I think it's okay. So we'll do like the South Park thing or whatever.
But we could just take this format. We just be three VTubers here. Boom. Fucking golden. Yeah.
So assuming we are going to have like an avatar of us that we are going to be playing, what would that avatar be? Like, would we pick like a actual athlete, like a former Duck or something? Or
are we trying to make money?
Okay. Okay.
Then I big titted chick all the way. All right. I mean, that's
so.
We'd have to watch.
Yeah.
You guys can be big, big, well-endowed, breasted women.
Thank you.
Respectfully so.
Thank you.
I would just be in a Patasaurus just for fun. It would just,
exactly!
I think animals is a great thing, too.
Yes. I want to be a fucking polar bear. That's what I want to be.
Everyone's looking into the jugs, and all of a sudden, an Apatosaurus just comes and drops a bomb.
Ski's the well-endowed female. And he's like our trainer or something like that. And I'll be the goofy polar bear.
Oh, you got to be a good looking polar bear.
Well, okay, maybe so I'll be a polar bear with like a suit. All right.
Yeah, you got to have the
or something.
Yeah, you got to have the Dick V.
Yeah,
yeah. The Brad Pitt.
And I can just be Brad a dumb Apatosaurus. Yeah.
How do we get these motion capture suits? Is the question. Mm-hmm. How much do these motion capture suits run?
If you got to ask, you can't afford it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Booble says he'd be Meg from Family Guy.
And there might be some copyright laws happening using that.
Yes. Cease and desist with the quickness. A polar bear who looks like D'Angelo, he says. we're all just going to act like we don't know what he's talking about. We don't remember the D'Angelo music video where he was like buck ass naked and the camera was like,
I know.
All right.
Listen, man, I brought up the Dick V. I'm fine with this stuff.
The cum gutters, man. He was all over it.
That's it. King and I like avoiding saying phrases and Ski just fucking goes for it.
Yeah. I mean,
yep.
You're supposed to do.
Yep. Question from Booble in the chat. Would you be open to bringing in Debo to the Chiefs? Because he is available.
Nah. No.
He's real expensive still, isn't he?
Still on that deal. He would have to restructure, right? For sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's better or worse than Worthy, but they already kind of got that gadget guy for sweeps and, you know, different players.
They need an A.J. Brown kind of guy, a Jameson Williams guy.
Seriously.
That's what they need. Yes. Go get
Jameson Williams is the one draft pick, like, really? Yeah. It was so close.
It was a risk.
I wanted him so bad.
Because he had torn his ACL, like, and he was going to have to sit out for, like, the entire first year, right? Yeah. So,
yeah. And then he was a gambler.
Then he wasn't good for another year. It's like he finally is starting. It was his year four.
Yeah.
He finally starting to pick up steam on what
he figured
it
out
is.
Just in time for that new contract, right? Well, that's
again,
how that works.
Kind of helps when you have Amon-Ra just eating up five guys in the middle of the field and
Sam LaPorta
eating up the other couple, and he just streaks one on one.
Yeah. Just be fast. Yeah, totally.
And he catches the ball, so good on him.
WCP says he wanted DK. But Kansas City drafted Mecole Hardman instead.
Chiefs are not very good in the draft, are they?
Well, not at skill positions.
Not skill positions, yeah.
Good at other stuff, but the skill positions on offense. No.
All right. We have talked this entire podcast about the Super Bowl.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Is there any other sports you would like to talk about before we get to our list? Kind of figured this would be like the Super Bowl podcast, so I'm fine.
I'll just say, like a real sicko, I cannot wait until Sunday to go and watch Oregon versus Butkers, just so I can watch Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, and the Ducks, I guess, as well.
Kind of.
Hey, they won a game.
Barely.
Yeah.
Technically, they won that game, yes. Yep, it is a win in the win-loss column. They got bounced, Oregon men's basketball we're talking about. They got bounced out of the top 25 so fast.
receiving zero votes.
Like, so fast. Like, it was...
Yeah, which is... Whew. It does suck because they actually did play well. I know that second half on Saturday was tough to stomach. They played pretty well in Michigan.
They did. Wait, fine. Yeah.
But you're coupling that by coming in by losing three straight. Get the fuck out of my top 25. Like, there's a world where that Michigan trip was 6 weeks ago and these other games, like, and we just, they now have six losses, but they weren't all in a fucking row. So yep. It's not. Yeah. So they're going to make the tournaments. They're not going to win a title. You know, we just hope they can maybe make a Sweet 16, right? Like, that's kind of the hope. Win a game, play a competitive second round game. I know, but I don't think they
coming into this year, that's the ceiling, right? Like,
but there are two things about this team that just drive me insane: the shooting on their own end from the perimeter, because when it goes cold, holy fucking shit, they just don't score for five. They have 3 and 4 minute stretches where they don't score a field goal two or three times a game, every game, regardless. And they do not guard on the perimeter. Every team has like someone who's like, wow, this 6 year senior from Northwestern is a career 22% 3-pointer shooter. He's six or seven. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Every game. They're not going to win big. Because they don't shoot the three, and they scurry. Don't defend three. But I probably mentioned this before. The one thing I do not understand is Jackson Shellstad's main shot is drive to the paint, stop on a dime, pull up mid-range. Bang. When they went to Ohio State and Penn State back-to-back, that's what thwarted runs. That's what got them wins. He did it in Vegas. He's done it before. He's not doing it now. That stretch where he hit 17 of 23s over four games. I don't really have a problem with some heat checks, some logo shots from Shellstad. I really don't. But when you haven't scored on four straight possessions, just find the key. Look at it. If you get blocked, shit happens. But force it. Force the issue. Just force the issue.
Go to
because
the basket.
Biddle can't force the issue. Barthelemy can't force the issue. Shellstad is good at that shot. Force the issue. Just not all game. I'm not asking for eight of them. But in these big moments where you have not scored and it's a 9-0 run from the other team, just get the 2 points because that can calm everything down.
You know who does force the issue? Is the guy you don't want to, and that's Bamba.
Bamba, yeah.
He will put his head down. And he's like, oh, I'm going to the hoop. Stop me. And happens a lot,
and they stop him.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And they
yeah,
stop
they
him.
Do. They do.
Or he stops himself a lot of the time as well. So, no, yeah, that's going to be. I'm not very much looking forward to going to the games.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's tough.
Ace Bailey. Can't wait. Well, we're going to watch two top four picks, man. Dylan Harper, Ron Harper's kid. Go Cavs. Played with Craig Elo, Mark Price. Even more famous than his later career playing with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, whatever. Mark Price, Craig Elo, Brad Doherty. Larry Nance, Lenny Wilkins.
Got them all. All the
greats. I think he played at like the Richfield Coliseum. It wasn't even in Cleveland. It was in a big old suburb, like 20 miles away.
Was Hot Rod Williams on that team too?
Oh, you know Hot Rod Williams on that team.
Had to be on
and
that
they
team.
Looked, and their jerseys looked just like the Knicks. So when the Knicks and Cavs played in that era, it was very confusing.
That it was.
They're exactly the same. Nice Cavs talk.
Mm-hmm. Let's do our list.
Price.
Let's do our
George
list.
George Tech, stickers up.
Can we do our list?
You want to talk about Hot Rod Williams?
I sure don't.
I mean, I always want to talk about Hot Rod Williams.
All right, go for it. All right, 15 minutes. I'm going to time you, Hot Rod Williams.
is Brad Doherty the greatest NBA center turned NASCAR talking head ever?
He's up there.
Going to limit, obviously, yeah.
He's up there. Yeah.
I'm going to say yeah.
I mean, I just remember it was jarring as a kid. It would be like
wild.
Dr. Jerry Punch, Mark Curry, and tall black NBA guy. What the? Let's say the NASCAR I grew up with. Get him out.
But Doherty was country as shit. So,
Oh, yeah. It fit. It fit. For sure.
Did you say Mark Curry?
Penguin, Mr. Cooper?
Yeah.
Mike Curtis. No, there was an ESPN guy. I couldn't remember his name.
I am by the guy you and I are on the same page here.
Not the guy that played for the Warriors.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I mean,
yeah.
Ask WCP chime in. You're a fucking redneck gearhead guy.
I think
NASCAR Curry, guy, right?
He may have been like an Alabama. I think I'm confusing college football from the 90s. I think it was like an old like Alabama coach or something.
By the way, like you mentioned Dr. Jerry Punch too. Those are like the weirdest like transitions, right? Like I'm a college football expert, but I'm also a NASCAR expert. Like what the fuck? Like, huh? Okay, good for you. Yep. Like that's a good grift.
When you're a doctor,
he
was also a doctor. You know,
yeah, sure. Got a PhD in NASCAR. Sure,
orthopedic surgeon. I'm sure.
I'm totally. Yeah.
It's a good time to talk. I think we got the Daytona 500 this weekend.
Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. I like the 5 car.
Yeah, the real Super Bowl is about to happen.
Yeah.
Tell you what. All right, now can we
Mark
do our
Keselowski,
list?
Brad Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Booble says Marty Smith is the same way. Yeah, I think all you have to do is have a Southern accent, and you can you can figure it out. Yeah. Yeah. Marty Smith is a weird one. Like, I don't know what he does. I don't know what he does. Like, he's on the most random things with ESPN, and I don't understand his function on that network.
Well, he's a game day guy. They send him to, like, the coach's house to be wacky.
And then he does really weird.
Hey, Coach Saban, let's go down to the deli. Let's go down to the deli and get some. Okay, I've seen this.
Go get a sandwich? Like, why? 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 Who's asking for this? Good for you. You know what? Do your thing, man. Now, can we do our list?
I got a little time.
All right.
What do you think about the DuPont car?
I completely forgot Brad Daugherty was the number one overall pick as well.
Out of North Carolina?
Out of North Carolina. What's it? Black Mountain, North Carolina is where he's from.
Of course,
right?
I don't think under 47s America we're calling that Black Mountain anymore. I think it's just called Mountain, right? Like, DEI, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what? Is there some sort of Southern general we could rename that mountain to?
I mean, there must be one. I'm just saying. North Carolina's probably got a few. Raise up.
I'm on board for that.
Like a helicopter.
Absolutely.
Can we do our list now?
Yes, now we can.
Okay. I don't even remember who it comes from.
What are your thoughts on Dick Trickle?
My God. Our list.
Yellow car.
Our list this week comes from Charles in the Discord. By the way, join our Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. If you need an invitation to it, just ask us for one. If you already have Discord, just find the Sports Brewery in it and join it. It's a good time. We talk about lots of things in there. The list idea is top three movies to play with friends in Autzen Stadium. And the reason this is our poll question, our what am I, Dan Patrick? Our list this
list.
Week is because Nate FKD is he put a bid on for an opportunity to get to watch a movie in Autzen Stadium. Like that it was yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but like
well said, Paul Pabst.
I know I'm doing great, man. By the way,
good job,
like,
Fritzy.
This is like the one segment that I cut out and put on YouTube just by itself. This is the one thing that I put on, and I'm doing a great job so far. At least it's not skipping like the first like 20 minutes of the podcast. I'll take that. So it was what's the word? I'm fucking auction. It was an auction, right? Like, and so the highest bidder gets
that's
to.
Word.
The highest bidder wins. I know, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Journalism major, too. I know words.
Words?
So that brought up the topic of what movies
syntax.
Would you want to watch in Autzen Stadium? So what movies do you want to watch in Autzen Stadium?
Quick one, because they also had the auction. They had the auction available to watch a movie at Hayward as well.
Ooh.
Where They have the weird monitor, Hayward. Ooh. It's not like a square. It's kind of, it's like a triangle almost, I think.
I think I'm going duck vision. Yeah.
You go into massive scoreboard at odds and over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think probably nice, better angle, closer viewing and better seats at Hayward, but
you gotta you're gonna lay out on the field at Autzen.
Yep. You're not gonna sit on the field. Yeah.
And it's higher quality, I'm sure, than the screen, and bigger, and it's, you know, it'd be fun. So who wants to start?
Size queen over here, jeez.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
And
I think, by the way, I think playing video games on Duck Vision would be fun too. So that would probably be the thing I would want to do the most, is play video games on it. But if we got to do movies, we'll do movies. All right, go ahead.
My number three is easy because it is our movie this week. And I'd watch Big Trouble in Little China.
Oof. How would an 80s movie translate to Duck Vision? To being on that big of a screen? Like, I mean, we would need to do some upscaling before it's going on that thing. Oh, right? Like,
it'd be like watching the original viewing of it
on a
like
tube
in a
TV?
Drive-through.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't tell me you gave it a five without telling me you gave it a
right?
five.
Right? I know. Including it on this list? Get out of here.
Oh, Jesus.
By the way, our movie on Sunday, Big Trouble in Little China. King, you want to go first or me?
I'll go first.
Okay.
My number three, the original Jurassic Park.
That is my number two, so jumping ahead a little bit. But yes, Jurassic Park would be incredible. And they've remastered that too. So, you know, just the big, yeah. Everything about Jurassic
Size
Park
queen.
Would be fun.
Jesus.
Hey.
I mean, King, you're a big Jurassic series guy. I mean, you like all the new ones, don't you?
No.
I'm surprised you
didn't. I only like the first.
You didn't pick the Pratt ones.
No.
Yeah?
No, the first Jurassic World is good. The other two have been terrible. And this next one is going to be terrible.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. It's got ScarJo. Yeah. It's got ScarJo, baby. Yeah. We'll see.
I need to see another trailer. The first one didn't get me.
Didn't do it? All right. My number three is Inglourious Basterds, because I would like to see Nazis being shot on a really big screen in Autzen Stadium. I think that would just be a good look for everybody, you know? I think we just talked about this recently too, but like, I feel like any Tarantino movie again would be great on Duck Vision. So I'm going to go with Inglourious Basterds. Threes from the chat. WCP says Top Gun Maverick. Yes. Blockbuster, like you can't really lose with a blockbuster movie on Duck Vision. Top Gun Maverick would be good.
Yeah, I wonder those speakers got to be extra loud with no one else in the stadium with it.
Yeah. Would it be like a U2 situation where you're going to be able to hear Tom Cruise like talking from 10 miles away? That'd be pretty cool. And then Booble's number three is Jurassic Park as well. So,
ooh.
All right.
Big Jeff Goldblum guys over here.
Yeah. What's not to love?
All right. My number two, God, I'm staying in kind of
the 80s.
I'm staying with the same actor.
Weird.
Little later.
Weird. Are you doing Overboard?
even better, I'm doing Tango and Cash at number two.
Overboard's number one. Okay,
I mean, it honestly was a fight to be number one.
Tango and Cash.
Cash and Tango. Got fucking Jack Palance, man. What more do you want?
Jesus. These movies
it's a great
are,
movie.
They're, yeah, totally.
No, Tango and Cash is a banger.
All the movies you're picking are like not gonna look good on Duck Vision, though. It's gonna be like,
because that's how they should be.
It's gonna be pixelated.
Yes, that's how they should look.
All right.
It would just the Tango and Cash and Tango line. That's all you need. That would make it worth it.
Cash and Tango.
Always stealing my drugs.
Oh yeah.
Palance. Legend. All right, so my number two was Jurassic Park, obviously. What was your two?
My number two, T2. I want to see that liquid metal. I want to see the Terminator lowered into the molten lava and give me the self-assuring thumbs up that everything will be okay.
Correct. That is
correct. Where's Arnold when we need him today? See that thumbs up.
I'm. By the way, King, I'm a little surprised you didn't go like Avatar 3, 2, 1.
I don't know why I spoiled the one number one.
Oh, yeah, my bad, Amy. Yeah, because honestly, if we're talking about like movies looking really good on Duck Vision, those would probably be the best looking movies on Duck Vision. But anyway, be really blue.
God. Mm-hmm. With a green hue behind everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, the light around Autzen Stadium would be like really weird those nights. WCP says Any Given Sunday. Football movie. I get it. Booble says Rocky IV.
Which one was that?
Dolph.
Better believe it. Not bad. If he die, he die.
You're gonna hear that the fucking montage music kick in. You're gonna want to run fucking stairs at Autzen.
See, that's the problem. Is I am not interested in ever running stairs at Autzen Stadium ever again in my life. And you're right. Watching Rocky would make me want to do that, and I don't want to do that. And so, I might like involuntarily start running stairs, and that's not okay with me. I don't like it. It's brainwashing. Let's see. Yep, that was it. Okay, what's your one, Ski?
All right, my number one, you guys are not going to expect this, but it ties in. It's going to be the ambiance, because you're going to need to be on some mushrooms or some edibles. And the last time I was on mushrooms and went and watched a movie, I saw this movie and it blew my mind. So my number one,
Trolls 3,
Swordfish. it blew my fucking
Shut
mind.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
Yes.
You saw Halle Berry's breast? What?
No, it wasn't that scene. There was like a slow motion scene with like an explosion. And it like cut. It was like a weird camera thing at the time. Oh, blew my fucking mind. I think it would be good in that setting on that screen. See that again.
Would you? Okay.
That's just an add-on.
What?
Yep.
Pretty much, right? What?
I can't even give it the air horn. I don't understand it.
God damn it, Ski.
Swordfish. Great.
Swordfish.
Only seen it that one time, too.
I don't know. You're going to say, like, Face Off or something. Hit us with Swordfish.
I don't want to watch Swordfish, period. Let alone in Autzen Stadium. I don't care if I am on mushrooms.
You'll want to see it. Blow your fucking mind,
man.
Blow
your fucking mind, man. Melt your brain. Halle Berry's boobs
that
coming out of the screen. Oh, boy. Let's see.
Yeah, top that one, fellas.
Yeah, what's your one, King?
And my number one is Interstellar.
Boo.
Yeah. Yeah. Big space movie. Like,
you hate space, though. You hate space.
It's visually stunning. It's a good... I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Space is stupid, but it's
And speaking...
Okay. The Departed. Here, you got me.
There we
fucking
go.
This guy's a fucking cop.
Now we knew it.
Speaking of visually stunning, that's my number one. I want to watch Hook on the big screen. I want to see those colors. I want to see the food fight. You know what I mean? I think Hook
would
be
rad. Who just found out that Dennis Haskins was British? Who was
I knew he was British. I didn't know he was like...
Bob Hoskins?
East London... Right.
Bob Hoskins.
I didn't know he was like East London fucking thick that like...
How did you not know that?
I thought he was like a proper fucking prippy Brit guy.
But this is up there with yesterday, Alex barging in with, I just found out.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' dad. Major League Baseball player.
No idea. Yeah.
Every time he throws the ball sidearm, they show the same picture before, like the 2020 or the 2000 Subway Series with his dad holding them.
Look, man, the only time I watch Mahomes is when he beats the 49ers. So, like, it's apparently not enough. Yeah.
I feel like that was just an inescapable one. It's like Jerome Bettis is from Detroit. They were like, hey, you want to know why he threw that off platform? Yeah. He played baseball. You want to know who else played baseball?
Yeah.
His dad.
Somebody
Tez
did
Johnson
say
that, is Bo Nix's brother.
Somebody did say that in the Discord. It was the Tez and Bo thing, apparently. And yeah, I missed it. Oh, I don't know what to say. Oh boy. All right, ones from the chat.
I just love that you came in there fully confidently. Like,
yeah.
I was did like, anyone else just fight?
Guys, did you know?
I was like, no, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Well, no, it all came about because there was that clip of Rocker, like John Rocker, going up to Mahomes' dad and then like having a confrontation or whatever. And I was like, what's the backstory there? I don't get it. Like,
and at least rivals.
How
man.
Do they know each other?
Braves and Mets.
So I mean, my comment was like, man, I'd love to hear the backstory on that one. It's like, Oh, okay. All right.
What did you just think? Oh, it was a minority in John Rocker. So
yes,
perfectly valid. Perfectly valid.
That's
and
exactly
probably
right.
Had a good basis of that. But before we go to the other chat listener people here, Hook, really, that's your number one thing you want to see, Hook?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have some honorable mentions, but yeah,
interesting one. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rufio.
Yeah, Rufio. Oh, Rufio. Imagine everybody there in Autzen Stadium going like, Rufio. Oh, come on, man. That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Here's the thing, though. Hook's very good, though. The movie as a whole is not great.
I felt like I enjoyed it.
Great. There's great scenes. Mm-hmm. Timely scene. Classic scenes just as a whole.
It's, in that era, it was no Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Exactly. You know.
Or Robin Hood, Prince of Tides. Or Robin Hood Men in Tights. Or
any
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood animation.
Yeah, please.
Some people are saying that the best hook in the 90s was the Blues Traveler song.
You know,
I don't remember how it goes, but I remember they had a song called Hook.
There are women among us whose sexual awakening was Robin Hood, the animated character.
Oh, they're gonna talk about John Popper from Blues Traveler.
I mean,
totally
maybe
look at him spitting that whistle.
I'm just,
it doesn't matter what I say. As long as I sing it with inflection. Yep,
ooh,
there it is.
We got Ski singing. I putting this on YouTube, better believe it.
You hit the times, man. 90s Blues Traveler shit.
Yeah, if you anything from the 90s, Ski's singing on it. That's the trick. By the way, so Charles brought us the list idea in our Discord. Here is his list, because he cannot physically watch our stream. Understood. His list, number 3 is Snatch. That'd be good.
I like Snatch.
2, Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes, Tennessee.
His 1... is Commando.
My God, you got
Arnold. Classic Arnold.
Oh, boy. Let's see. We got a bunch of honorable mentions. I got a couple honorable mentions, too. I thought 13 Assassins would be really good as well. But nobody would be on board with watching it with me. So
5 hours.
Yeah. And The Raid. The Raid would be fun. Like just a fucking simple-ass, badass action movie would be fun. And The Raid is
He said Commando. That's as basic action movie as he could get.
Except it's in English. So King would be fine watching it.
Yeah.
Honorable mentions from Booble, Bloodsport. He did Wicked. I bet Wicked would actually be pretty good. I haven't seen it yet, but...
It's too no recency biased.
Maybe.
Okay. That's like 3 hours, too. I don't know if I could...
Oh, did I not read the chat number ones? Oh, that's my bad. Sorry, Booble. Good call. WCP's number one is Midway. Came out in 2019.
War movie. Yeah.
War movie, yeah, okay. And then Booble's number
Airport
one.
In Chicago.
Booble's number one is Con Air. Agreed.
I guess I didn't even think like Dunkirk was visually spectacular.
Yeah, pretty much any Christopher Nolan,
Nolan movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. WCP's honorable mention: Fury, the tank movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good Brad movie. Pitt. Yep, that's actually streaming right now. I almost picked it for like my movie. He also says Terminator 2. He says Expendables 2 as well.
And any Expendables.
In any Tarantino movie. Another honorable mention for Booble is Armageddon and Titanic.
Titanic for the time. Visually stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, James Cameron.
Still never seen it.
James Cameron, Christopher Nolan movies. Like, you're probably going to be okay.
I won't see it.
Yeah. Titanic was a good movie. I'll die on that sword.
Won't do it.
Can't do it.
Nope.
By the way, these lyrics for Hook are tremendous.
Yeah, it's a complete just slap in the face to the industry.
Oh, man. Just, wow. So layered and nuanced.
Yeah. You want to drop some bars?
Because the hook brings you back. I ain't telling you no lie. Brings you back. You can't rely.
Oof. I'm gonna stop the podcast now. we should stop what we're doing.
Suck it in, suck it in, suck it in. When you're in retention, let me begin.
Oh, no, but I don't know your seats to the ground. This fucking guy. all right. That's it. Movie on Sunday is Big Trouble in Little China. Watch it on Prime Video. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.